Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. Everybody wants to get into the act. Everybody thinks they're a comedian. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our new friend Chip Kahn, founder and CEO of Boomtown. GoBoomtown.com is the website. They help people like you and me put our best foot forward with our technology going forward and meeting customer expectations. Chip, thanks again for being here. I really appreciate the research that you did recently. I hope you continue to do this. If I could make one suggestion, I love your survey, but next time you do this, just ask them one qualifying question. What is your age?
Okay.
I would love to know some of these answers.
Good point.
By age, I think that would be helpful. So anyway, if I've earned the right to make one suggestion, that's it. All right. So let's talk about the future. I'm concerned about Main Street going forward, Chip, because small business owners are doing better, a lot better now. The optimism that they're reporting in more than one survey is off the charts. It's record stuff for 35, 40 years. And they came through a tough decade, the lost decade, I called it, during which if they survived, by definition, they strengthened their balance sheet. So they're financially stronger than they've probably ever been. But they don't have unlimited resources. And Amazon seems to, or Walmart seems to, or whoever they're competing against seems, those guys seem to have unlimited resources. And I'm concerned that even though your research shows that people will give a small business credit for trying to be in the technology race, that these other guys can lever themselves so to such a great degree that they overwhelm customers, almost intimidate them, and Main Street has a tough time keeping up. What do you think?
I think that's right. I mean, you know, fundamentally, I think, you know, the human connection and the personalization that comes from that is something that will always be Main Street's advantage. You know, but the convenience of, hey, I can just press a button and, you know, commodity type products can show up at my door the next day is, you know, very difficult to compete with.
Let me give you an example. Voice. The whole voice thing. This is a, people haven't even, voice hasn't even taken hold yet as a major force. The Internet of Things, Web 3.0, that hasn't even hit yet. And they're already out leveraging us. So these are things, when you talk to small business owners about these things, when you prepare them for next year, what do you talk to them about?
Well, anyway, I think the first thing is, and we got to acknowledge that customers' expectations and demand have changed. And, you know, it needs to include intuitive, seamless, you know, technology-driven experiences. And, you know, so what does that mean? Well, it means that, you know, I can find out everything about your store online, that I can find out about mobile, so omni-channel, you know, that, you know, the inventory, if you, you know, being able to deliver something to me, allowing me to go in and pick it up. Like those kinds of things, like, we, you know, it's sort of multimodal now. And I think, you know, just to start with is the acknowledgement of, okay, hey, my customer expectations have changed in terms of how they want to interact with me. So mm-hmm. I think there's some basic bases to cover. And then there are, you know, some very, you know, more digital forward things from there that should be addressed.
Well, I agree with you. But the thing is, one of the things that I keep reminding them about is that if you want to know what you're supposed to be doing a year from now, or 5 years from now, or even tomorrow, that information is inside your customer's head. And they'll tell you if you ask them. What do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, voice of customer is the most important feedback any of us have as business owners. And so, you know, and that's another place, frankly, that technology can help, which is, you know, helping do surveys to your customers, getting feedback in a more real-time way and in a scalable way versus, you know, just asking one or two of them, you know, every once in a while. So you can get a much better picture of what your customers are looking for.
Right. So, folks, just ask them. You're going to have to learn that. You're going to, that's one thing, and that's not a technology thing. You're going to have to get better at finding out directly from the customer what their expectations are. Hey, Chip, good job today. Well done. Thanks again for the research. I hope you'll keep doing this and keep coming back and reporting on it with us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Jim.
Chip Kahn, ladies and gentlemen, with Boomtown. GoBoomtown.com is the website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.